Well, hello there, folks. It's Jackie here inviting you to join me this week on Woman to Woman. We have Martina Mulligan, who is a youth advocate worker in North County, Dublin. We'll be chatting about the busyness of life and the ups and downs of juggling motherhood and work and so much more. So join me, Jackie, on Woman to Woman this week. Martina Mulligan again here chatting to us on Woman to Woman today about fear. And Martina, you're a youth and family support worker in North County Dublin. You meet a lot of teenagers, and I'm sure fear is such a big word. You know, everybody's talking about it at the moment as Christians and as, you know, just in society we hear about fear. So what is fear?
As you mentioned there, fear is such a big word, and people can experience fear in so many different ways. So what is fear? Fear is experienced in your mind.
So in your thoughts?
In your thoughts, of course. But it triggers a strong physical reaction in your body. And what does that mean? So fear, first of all, in your thoughts and in your mind, then it goes into your body. And so if you experience fear, you can have a physical reaction different than myself.
So you know the saying, I was paralyzed by fear?
Exactly. So paralyzed by fear, that person's paralyzed by fear. But where are they paralyzed by fear?
In their mind or in their body?
First of all, it's in the mind. And then it goes into physical response in the body. And this fight or flight, you know, when to say, you know, in years ago when an animal ran to you or something like that. So fight or flight or freeze. Do I run? This fear is, you know, coming at me. Do I run? Do I freeze? So your response is different. Mm. So Jackie, you might get a headache, or I might get a stomach ache, or even a child going to school, a fear of going to school. Oh, I have an upset tummy. It's their fear response from their thoughts in their mind and having a physical reaction in their body of their stomach. Oh, I'm fearful of this. But they can't say, oh, I'm fearful of what's going to happen in school today, that I've actually, don't know, haven't done my homework. The response is in their stomach.
Wow.
And you and every single person can have a different physical response to this fear. And as we were speaking about there recently about COVID, fear came up in a lot of people about, you know, with not working, with death, losing a loved one. So fear came up, and it did cause an awful lot of
anxiety
in people. And, you know, with my work as a youth and family support worker, I'm dealing with the outcome of that now, with the mental health of children not being able to see their peers, you know, so with education, you know, not
community.
So it's definitely, the response is huge.
So this, when you say it can affect the physical, I mean, it's interesting because I've seen with my own kids them very anxious and feeling sick in their tummy, or not wanting to do something because they're so fearful about it in school, that they actually, the symptoms were physically sick. But they, when after bringing them to the doctor said there's nothing wrong with them. So it's obviously just all in the head.
It's in the head, and it's real to them. So the doctor's saying this is not, it's all in the head, but that is actually real to them. It's a real response to their feeling of fear. So just the three types of fear is rational fear. Also, there is primal fear and irrational fear.
Rational and irrational. I keep telling my kids about that. What do they mean?
Exactly. So we have to find out, what are they experiencing? Is this rational? Is this real? It's real to them. Irrational or primal? So, for instance, I'll just, you know, the rational fear occur where there is a real imminent threat.
Danger.
A car coming towards you, do you feel that's a rational fear?
Yeah.
And you have to move out of the way? Absolutely. So go in your life. So what is rational? What is primal? Primal fear is defined as an innate fear that is programmed into our brains. Primal fear. So that's from a child.
Fight or flight.
Exactly. And going child, you know, it's in their brains that this is actually real to them.
Okay.
And then we're going into rational. So irrational, as you mentioned.
Irrational.
Irrational. Is this real? Are they having this fear in school? Is it, you know, so talking it through, processing it, you know, you don't have to have that, but it's real to them again. So irrational fears are ones that don't make logical sense and can vary greatly from person to person. As you mentioned, your child going to the doctor, it's all in their head. So what, you know, what is irrational and what is rational? So, but again, it's real to them. So you have to process that, and they have to actually live it. So
yeah, and the Bible talks about in many times. I think it's about 300 times it says in the Bible, fear not, for I am with you." Isaiah talks about 41, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God." You know, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So he tells us not to fear. Why is it? Because we would fear. God knew we were going to fear. So he says, do not fear, for I'm with you. So he knew we'd experience this, but he's telling us he's with us and we'll go through it. He'll take us through.
And then Isaiah 41:8-10, as you just mentioned there, Jackie, just God will give you strength when you are afraid.
Mm.
So you actually have to look at God, look to God, fix your eyes on God. When you're having that fear, feeling of being afraid, God will give you strength when you are afraid, but you have to look to God if you have that fear, instead of being distracted in the world and going in, you know, letting the fear take over you,
grip you
with your mind and with physically
thoughts, yeah.
Mind with thoughts and physically as well.
It's difficult because a lot of people struggle with it and they're just wondering, you know, why is this going on and they're getting sicker and sicker. So it can be psychological, but not always.
It can be psychological, and a lot of my work with family and youth support, a lot of fear of going to school, fear of not fitting in, fear of not being able to do the work.
And so, teenagers wondering, you know, fear of not blending, fear of not just being accepted as one of the peers, you know, the same as everybody else. Do you ever see them all? Sometimes they all look the same and you're thinking, why can't they be different? But they have a fear of people pointing fingers at them and saying, look at them.
A fear of rejection, as we spoke about before. Fear of rejection is so big right now, and blending in, as you mentioned, is huge. But
like, as Christians, you would think we shouldn't fear as much. But you know, 20 years a Christian, I was talking to a friend of mine who just started getting really, really fearful of being sick. And I thought, well, you're 20 years a Christian, why would you feel that? But I suppose we can feel it at any stage. Trauma can just set in, and it can trigger something from childhood, I suppose. And sometimes pain can be just an emotion that's triggered this pain.
And maybe a wound from the past that has not been processed, as we spoke about. It will come up at different times when there's a trigger that has happened. You know, it needs to be processed and brought to God and really just let go. But it has to be dealt with.
So it's getting together with somebody and praying about it and really saying, Lord, you've dealt with all this on the cross. And you've taken all this fear and shame and guilt. A lot of it is associated with guilt, isn't it?
But going through the pain, because it won't go away. You know, with grief, if you go, okay, and I'll just park it and just leave it. It will come out in whatever reason. You know, it'll come out. It could be fear. It could be
anxiety.
Addiction. Mm. It could be, you know, so. And people's number one thing is to not experience pain. So you don't want to enter into pain.
So they hit the bottle or
to process
the drugs.
To process that feeling, you have to enter into that pain. And that pain will let go if you process it. Meeting up with someone, yes, but you have to process with God. You have to go, God, I can't do this myself in my own strength. I can do with you. All things are possible. Just going back to the fear with the young people and families at the moment, there's so much uncertainty in life. You know, there's so much uncertainty with everything of what's going on. Even with that COVID, going back to COVID, that just came and it just... Nobody knew how to deal with it. So that is so uncertain. What are we going to do?
Like a bombshell.
So how we weren't prepared for
that.
And people aren't prepared for a lot of things in life. But having that, who am I? I can do this. You know, resilient. I'm resilient. I can do this. And teaching that to your child. You're resilient. You will have rejection. You will have this. But you can get through it. So going back to Isaiah. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:8. We can't do this alone. We need God. We need each other. We need the village, as we said, to rear us, young people and adults and families, to be equipped for whatever life throws at us.
So it's not just fear doesn't run in families, does it?
Fear can run in families, absolutely.
Can there be a spirit of fear? I mean, Isaiah also talks about in Isaiah 61, where it says you don't have a spirit of fear. Is it Isaiah? I have to look at it. He says, you don't have a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind.
So that's it. You're going into the fear. Is it, as you mentioned there, is it running families? It can. It can be a learned thing. The mother is, oh no, what's going to happen? And then the child is seeing that on a regular basis. This is just the norm. Going into the drama and chaos and confusion, this is the norm. Because a child will learn what they see. So if you have this, you know, on a normal basis of, oh, I can't handle this, you know. So it can be learned.
It can learn
behavior. It can be generational. It can be learned behavior and instilled in the child. But there's so many ways of fear can come in.
I think of going back to COVID, I've seen a lot of older people suffering with fear. Still, they're afraid to leave their houses. And, you know, some of them are still wearing masks, which is fine. But they've lost the confidence. Fear can really make you lose a lot of confidence. I think a lot of people lost confidence in during COVID, and they're still not confident.
What I would mention even to young people and families that I work with and support, the news can have a big effect on you. And watching the news, and watching negative news.
And social media
and
news.
And social media news.
Phones.
So I actually would say, if you have a vulnerability, an area of fear or uncertainty, try and look at positive, good things for your eyes, for your mind, for your heart, and that you don't spiral into, oh, I can't do this. You know, and I am working with people that don't leave their houses with social anxiety because of,
teenagers.
Not just because of COVID, but because of a lot of things. But if they, you know, if they're used to listening to negative, 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 this can actually, the fear response can come onto the mind and then physically.
And the Bible says don't be anxious about anything. So fear and anxiety are very similar.
They come along together,
Hand in hand. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, bring your request to God, and his peace, which transcends all understanding, which is above all our understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. I say that to the boys all the time. But the verse after that is really important, where it says, think about whatever is true, whatever is good, whatever is pure, whatever is noble, all those things and so forth. When we think about those things, all of a sudden, we're in a better state of mind.
Yeah, and that can be going with the identity. Who are we? What do we fix our eyes on? What do we look at? What, you know, who we hang around with? You know, identity. Identity is a big one, you know.
Thanks, Martina. Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.